Blog Talk Radio.
It's 3 o'clock and it's that time for the Financial Literacy Ride. Welcome to Build, Grow, and Enjoy with me, your host, Kalithia Jenkins. So go grab your pen, pencil, and don't forget the paper, and get ready for your journey for the next 30 minutes.
Happy holidays, everybody, and thank you for joining Build, Grow, and Enjoy, WIGO 1570 AM The Light. We are 5 days away from Christmas and 12 days from the new year. It is about 51 degrees on this beautiful sunny day in Atlanta. I want to send a shout out to all my family and friends in California. They have been getting drenched with rain nonstop and will continuously get rain throughout the week. So be safe out there, you guys. I love you. I love you. Be safe. I would also like to say thank you to the continued donations that we're receiving to our Red Kettle in support of the Ray and Joan Kroc Center here in Atlanta for all the families that are in need this holiday season. If you would like to donate, you can go to buildgrowandenjoy.com on our main page, click the kettle, and you can donate from there. I am excited, everyone. We are less than 15 days from the kickoff of the BGE campaign from the hustle to the boardroom. And let me tell you guys, there are some big things getting in place for the forum. You have got to keep tuning in to learn more about it, but the word is getting out, and we are getting some great business ideas out there. They are coming in, and when I say they are good, they are good. There are a lot of creative entrepreneurs out there that's just needing the right opportunity that we are offering to get to the next step. And we here at Build, Grow, and Enjoy is just honored to be a part of this movement. So remember, everyone, to be a part of the campaign, you have to submit your business plan and or your executive summary for review. And you do that by emailing the campaign director, which is Josue Andino at josue.andino@buildgrowandenjoy.com. If you are in the beginning stages or am in need of assistance with creating a business plan or executive summary, you can come join buildgrowandenjoy.com if you already have it and email me your request and contact information. I will then contact one of my partners that specialize with the business plans, and they will contact you within 24 to 48 hours. And I'll let you know they are some of the best in the business. So now the ball is in your hand, and you just got to make it happen. But the program is absolutely, you know, getting a lot of response, and I just wanted to let everyone know about that. And if you missed the campaign or the information about the campaign or you would like a refresher on it, always remember that all the campaign information is actually through our Blog Talk archive file. You can go on to the buildgrowandenjoy.com site. Go to our archive, shows that in this show is particularly dated for 12/6/2010. You'll see Josue's name on there, Josue Andino. We definitely want to launch your business. We want to discover you. So speaking of launching, today I have a very key person that can assist you with your business and college funding in these difficult economic times. Kimberly Harris of DCM Federal Contracting. Hello, Kimberly. Thank you for joining us today.
Hi. How are you guys doing today?
We are great. We are great. I just want to definitely give you a shout-out because, you know, there's been a lot of people that's just been coming to me also just wanting to know how they can get a grant for school, how they can get a grant for their business, you know, because these times are hard and people are looking for that next way because of these banks declining them. You know, they're not able to get that assistance, but this is another option. So I just want to say thank you for joining us today.
No problem.
Kimberly is a Harvard grad and CEO, founder, as well as deputy grant chief officer and Deputy Director of Contract with the Government. So Kimberly is on fire, and she will be discussing, you know, grant funding for your business and college programs. We are in live chat, including Kimberly, on buildgrowandenjoy.com, and the lines are open if you have any questions. during her interview, and you can reach us at, you know, 347-215-8709. So tell us a little more about your background, Kimberly.
Sure. Well, you kind of said a little bit about it. Basically, Harvard grad, graduated with my MBA with a concentration in acquisitions, which is government contracting. I actually started my career when I was a sophomore in college in my undergrad years. And so I started working for NASA as an intern. And then from there, just kept staying with the agency until I, you know, eventually graduated. And then I decided to get, of course, I wanted to go back to school to get my MBA, and I wanted to go to Harvard. I actually wrote my own grant to get into the school because at the time, my parents, we were not qualified for financial aid because they made too much or whatever, and so we just did not qualify. So with that, I had to find a way to get into the school, and by doing so, I actually got a grant to get into the school. Now, once everything was finished with that, once I finished my MBA, I continued on with the government for 15 years. And I stayed and I got promoted up to being, like you said, director of contracts and then being a grant chief officer, which is a person who typically is the person that has the last say of authorizing your grant. It went from being a grant specialist to a grant manager to being a grant officer, basically. And so being in the government, being on the contract side of things, you know, doing a lot of procurement and helping to put solicitations together for people, companies out there who were hungry and going after these bid opportunities and then having to award contracts to them. And then on the grant side, working for the Department of Education and other agencies. And by the way, I've supported over 13 federal agencies over the course of my career. I decided, you know, I wanted to start my business doing the exact same thing. And the reason being is what I found was that a lot of, you know, again, we were always seeing like the same companies being awarded this, you know, the money and over again. Like, never, you know, never new blood, never new companies coming down the pipeline. I mean, every now and then, of course, but not enough to really give a lot of people opportunities that were out there. I mean, it's a lot of money out there, and literally, it's billions of dollars out there, and people don't realize that money is just, you know, just sitting there. And a lot of large companies, of course, they take advantage of it because they know how to play the game. But, you know, a lot of small companies or a lot of nonprofits, they don't understand the process, and so they get, you know, kind of backtracked or they come into a stumbling block because they are just totally, you know, not, you know, I guess not knowledgeable about the process or not able to, you know, move forward because they keep getting denied. For example, you know, you have people that come in my office that they know the process. They know how to literally, you know, write a proposal, but at the same time, they get denied all the time because the proposal was not of the government standards or something happened where the government said, you know, due to whatever reason, you did not get the, you know, you did not win the contract or you did not win the grant. And so we just wanted to kind of start the business on the basis of helping people, number one, understand what it means to put your business together, number one, because that's where it all starts. I mean, you have to have a good foundation of putting your business properly together. And then, of course, comes, you know, going after those type of opportunities to obtain funding for your business. So it's not a matter of just coming to someone and saying, I need a grant. It's more than that. It's actually investigating and seeing what it is that you're doing right now and what it is that we can help you with. So that's pretty much where it started, though.
And I hear you have a 100% success rate, and your highest grant award was what, $4 million, and you had like $1 billion in contract awarded to you?
Yes, and actually that number has increased. I mean, it's actually the number is actually up to $4.5 billion now, and the grants is still at $400 million. So we have done pretty good. We've done over 1,500 grants in contracts. Over the course of us being in business. And this is not just within the state of Georgia either. This is nationwide. And so we're not, people think we're just here in the state of Georgia, but we actually have an office in L.A. and we have an office in Maryland. So when you talked about California, this is actually, I used to live in California, by the way, and I used to work in Pasadena. Mm-hmm. And so this is like the season, this is like the rain season, if you would.
Right.
Because, you know, of course, December, January, February is like, I think that's when all the weather starts changing and so forth. So I know how you feel.
Right. I'm like, my family is there. Like, this is horrible.
So I do understand where you're coming from when you were talking about that earlier. But anyway, okay. I mean, I've lived pretty much everywhere. I've lived in D.C., Maryland, New York, out the country in Germany, Kuwait, in L.A., of course. I've lived in the Midwest, and now I'm back in the South now. And so we've been all over, but most of our clients are not even here. Most of our clientele is usually out of the state of Georgia. So,
right. I have a question in chat by Yolanda, known in the chat, Power Edge Marketing Group. She wants to know, when you're in the process of trying to get the grant, do people get discouraged because of the long process? And is it true you have to make sure every word is written correctly verbally?
The first question is, yes, people do get discouraged because what people don't understand is that the grant process is that when you submit a grant, there is a waiting period. And a lot of people get so anxious. They want to get that grant like the next day or something. And that's not realistic. So, yes, to answer your question, in some cases, a lot of people do get discouraged because they because of the prolong of having to wait on a response in their grant submittal. Now, as far as the whole mechanism of the writing part of it, it's just a matter of knowing how to write a good proposal and following instructions of how you're supposed to do it. So pretty much it's about formatting, and it's about, you know, writing it correctly. Just, you know, I always tell people just stick with the facts and you know, whatever the government is asking you or whoever the funder is on that grant, whether it's the government or whether it's a private sector or whoever it is, just follow what they want you to do and just do it. Don't do anything extra. Just follow what they want you to do. So whatever information they want you to provide, just make sure that you be very concise, very assertive, and very persuasive in your writing. That's all you need to do.
Okay. Now, what are some of the timelines in receiving grant funding?
It can take, well, depending on the grant, first of all, the grant will usually sometimes tell you when the award date will be. So if you read the grant itself, any grant that you actually look at, I always encourage people when you're looking for a grant, the first things that you need to look at is the due date of the grant, number one, and then secondly, you need to find out when the award period would be for the grant. And then go into what the grant is all about, getting the description of the grant to make sure the grant is something that is within your arena. Secondly, if the information is not put on the grant, it's in your best interest to call whoever the customer service or whoever the point of contact is for that particular grant or agency or foundation or whatever, and ask them those questions as to, you know, to get more information about the due date, the award date, that type of stuff. Because, again, you don't want to kind of guess. You want to know exactly when to expect award date. Many people will tell you, you know, some people, I've heard some grant writers that will tell clients, you know, it could take 30 to 60 days or 30 to 90 days. But see, you don't really know that because, you know I did a grant one time and it literally took, they got their response in 2 weeks. So you just never know. Every funder, every process is different. So you just never know when you will receive it, but I would just advise anyone who is going after a grant to just look at the grant itself, and then that's how you will find out, you know, exactly when, you know, as far as the timeline of when it will be awarded. So.
And where would you see online where these grants are at? Where do you see the grants online?
Well, we have our own vehicles that we look at internally, but for those of you who are just wanting to, you know, go on your own and look out for different grant opportunities, I mean, you can go to grants.gov, which is a pretty much a typical website that most people go to. Those of you who are interested in going and finding educational grants for yourself to go back to school, there is you can go to the Department of Education. You can also go to there's a website called college411.com, I believe. And so those are just some of the websites that you can look at. I mean, I would look up, I will literally, you know, if you really want to just do some serious research, I mean, you can just look at, you know, the various types of educational grants out there. Just Google what an educational grant is and then find out the type of grants that would apply under educational, first of all. For example, like a Pell Grant or something like that. And then research it as far as what would be required of you to be qualified for something like that. So, again, and that's another thing, too. When you're going out for a grant, make sure you're eligible for it, because a lot of people, they don't even realize that, you know, with some grants, you know, you have to look at the eligibility part of it. If you're a nonprofit and you don't have your 501c3, but that grant requires you to have your 501c3, then you need to have your 501c3. Now, some grants may require you to have your 501c3, but for a certain period of time. So you may have all this stuff, but you've only had your 501c3, or you've only been in existence for 1 year. And they're looking for people who've been in business for longer than that and have had their certification longer than that. So always read the fine print that's on the grant.
Okay. Yeah, and people always talk about, you know, the process, and I'm getting questions about this again. Just briefly, I know you went through it briefly, but if you could just say the simplest way of what the process is when trying to obtain these grants, because that's what everyone's question and concern is, like, yeah, we want to apply it, and yeah, we want to go ahead and apply for this grant, but the process is just so long. So what would you say would be the simplest way for the process to just go smoothly for everyone?
To go smoothly for anyone is just to call us and schedule a consultation with us.
And then, right.
And then we'll help you. We'll help you through the whole process, literally. That's the smoothest process.
So you heard it, everyone. Call Kimberly.
You can contact us literally. Just go to our website.
And right.
You can just schedule your consultation with us, and we'll go, we'll take you from there. So, but no, seriously, though, if you really want to try to do it on your own, I mean, the simple process would be if you're not educated in this type of arena, honestly, I would say definitely, you know, give us a call, definitely, and learn about who we are and what we do first, and then, you know, schedule your consultation with us so that we can kind of educate you about it. Because the thing is that if you don't really know much about the process and you just kind of going head on without any type of direction, anybody helping you through the process, I mean, you just kind of you don't ever want to do that. Just, I would say with anybody, if you're starting your business, number one, I mean, and you're just kind of like, where do I begin? Then that's, first of all, you need to really have someone to help you direct you in that arena first. And then, but you just really need to just have your business in place. That's what's simple about it. You need to have your business in place. You need to have your business plan, like you were talking about earlier. Having your business plan is very important, guys. I mean, a lot of people just think it's just something. But it's the nature of your business. That's the whole, that's everything. And then, of course, once you have your business plan, then you kind of learn for yourself about your business and how you want to, you know, articulate how you want to administer things and what goals you have set forth and things of that nature. You want to have all that put together. And then, you know, that's when you start researching grants and stuff like that and looking at what opportunities are out there as it relates to what you're wanting to do. And then, if you're a good writer and if you want to write your own grant, then, you know, by all means, go for it. You know, I did it. So if any, you know, we actually offer classes and we teach people how to write grants. So if you want to learn how to do it, I mean, hey, save your money and just learn how to do it for yourself, you know, if you have the time. And you know, sometimes people don't have the time. That's why they utilize people like us to help them just do it for them. So, you know, again, it goes two different ways, you know. So
can people search for a grant and then come to you?
Absolutely. I mean, most times, I mean, some people don't really know where to search for grants, but when they do and they can find their own grants, that's, you know, sometimes people come to us and they say they know exactly what they want to do. They just need someone to write it for them. And we're there. We're there to do it for you. So, yeah, absolutely. Okay. I mean, we have people that come to us. If you just need help with your business plan, I mean, we can do your business plan. If you need help just writing a proposal, it doesn't have to be for a grant. It can be for a contract. So, again, right. I mean, either way.
Right. Yeah, there are so many questions. We're going to take a quick break, and I'll kind of go through some of these questions as we have some more to talk about. So we'll take a quick break, and we'll be right back with Kimberly.
Hi, I'm Kalithia. Build, Grow, and Enjoy. Every Monday and Wednesday at 3 p.m., join me on the ride of financial literacy through the eyes of the new America. Join me, Kalithia, with Build, Grow, and Enjoy every Monday and Wednesday at 3 p.m. to increase your knowledge about financial literacy on WIGO 1570 AM The Light. And always remember that someone is sitting in the shade today because someone planted a tree a long time ago.
Hi, I'm Stacy Mitchell at Self Support Inc. We help establish better relationships by making professional cold calls for your sales and marketing efforts. For more information, contact me, Stacy Mitchell, Self Support Inc., 770-814-8085.
Hello, I'm Kinnette Reed, owner of Kinnette Reed & Associates. We provide organizations such as yours a source for experienced and need-specific outsourced training to improve employee performance, productivity, and engagement. For information on the ways in which we can supplement your organization's current training offerings, contact me, Kinnette Reed, at 678-344-6373 or visit our website at www.kinnettereed.com.
Welcome back, everybody. We have Kimberly Harris of BCM Federal Contracting discussing government granting and college granting programs. Thank you again, Kimberly, for being here today. As mentioned, the lines are open 347-215-8709, and we are in chat at buildgrowandenjoy.com. We have a lot of questions today because this is something everyone's just been inquiring to me about. So, Kimberly, you know, you just don't grant write. You also provide great business services also. Tell us more about that side of your business.
Yes, we actually provide, for those of you who are looking to be aspiring business owners, we do actually teach you about the whole essence of being a business owner, first of all. And then secondly, we actually help you from ground zero in putting your business together. So we actually have a program where we literally will help you to do that. We also offer courses every quarter, and actually this quarter, registration is open now for those of you who are interested in applying for, you know, wanting to learn how to write, like I said earlier, your own business plan or learning how to, you know, do your own grant proposals or those type of things. We do actually teach those courses. We also have e-books that we sell where you can actually, those of you who are like tired and you're just having a hard time and struggling and finding your own grant and you're tired of, you know, you go through Google and Yahoo and all these type of search engines and you just, and grants.gov, and you just literally just don't know what to do. We have two different e-books. We have one, it's called the Grant Directory, and we have another one called the Contract Directory. And literally these grants are active grants right now, and they're in all types. They're all types of grants. And literally they fall under nonprofit, they fall under education, they fall under entertainment, they fall under anything commercial, small business grants. There are all types of grants in this directory. So it's actually on sale right now for $55, and it's a holiday sale, of course. So those of you who are interested in purchasing our e-books, and the same thing for contract directories, there are all types of active bids out there right now that we posted on in that book for you to go after. And, again, that's on sale for $55. So anything that you are looking to do, you can actually visit our – we actually have launched our second website, but the first one you can visit is www.bcmfederal.com. And that website was our first one, and you can literally get a sneak peek of who we are, get a bio of who I am, and understand all of the services that we provide, because we actually do a lot of marketing, promoting, and we just pretty much – you know, help you from a business sense of understanding everything about what it is to be a business owner and how to sustain your business once you get started, okay? Now, from a capital side, of course, we help people with the grant writing and everything. So if you actually need help and you're serious about it, you know, let us know. You can reach us by email, bcmfederal@gmail.com. Again, it's bcmfederal@gmail.com, or you can contact us directly at 770-575-1769. We also have several upcoming seminars and lectures and workshops that we do every single year. Of course, you know, due to the end of this year, we don't have any more coming up, but we do have one. But this is dealing with another entity of our business, and this is the BCM Entertainment Management entity of our business now. We've actually launched into this arena because we do a lot of entertainment grants, and we help a lot of musical artists out there who are in need of grant funding to expand in their music industry. And we're working with a lot of unsigned artists. And we're also working with a lot of filmmakers, a lot of people who are in television, broadcasting, radio. There are grants out there for you guys. And so we're in the process of actually, we're going to be done with the website, but you'll get a chance to see and get exposed to those type of opportunities that we're going to have available for you very soon. We have scholarship programs. The next sign up for the scholarship program is going to be it's going to begin next year in January. So those of you who need, you know, funding for tuition, scholarship money, grants for your tuition or for schooling or whatnot, whether it's for books, housing, whatever the case is, we give out at least 30 scholarships to 30 people every single quarter. Okay, so again, that's something that we've been doing all year round, and a lot of people don't know about it because they just, again, if you're not in our newsletters and you're not in our BCM network, you won't really know much about it because, again, we try to post it out there as much as we can, but a lot of people don't realize it. So we try to make it known as much as we can on the radio, like we're doing now, and as well as on other networks.
I'm sorry. It's like we're running out of time. I mean, I wish I had an hour show, but are you going to be in chat, Kimberly, on the Build, Grow, and Joy, and how long are you going to be on there?
I can get on there now and literally just, if anyone has any further questions for me, I can just go ahead and answer them for you.
Okay.
Do I just click on it and just get into the chat room?
Okay.
Oh, go ahead. Okay. Thank you, guys.
Yeah, yeah. So, thank you, Kim. We'll be in chat. You guys come here on Wednesday, WIGO, 1570 AM, The Light. Same time, same place. Have a great day. Be safe out there, and take care.
Happy holidays.
Thank you for taking the ride with me on Build, Grow, and Enjoy. Hoping all will be successful with the information received. Tune in every Monday and Wednesdays at 3 p.m. here on WIGO 1570 The Light with me, your host, Kalithia Jenkins. Remembering, positive people do positive things, positive actions lead to positive results.